You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time. From your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired.
There's a lot of interesting stuff happening in the intersection of technology and politics. One thing that's pretty important that happened today is that the United Kingdom said that they're going to use Huawei in their 5G networks, which is something the Trump administration in its war against Huawei had specifically asked all our allies not to do because of concerns about relationships between Huawei and the Chinese government. So the Trump war on Huawei had a setback today. But the most interesting thing is actually probably a proposal from another area of politics from the Democratic presidential campaign. And it comes from Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts, who is running as a Democratic candidate, third or fourth in the polls right now. She has a lot of plans, and she put out a plan today on the spread of disinformation. And almost immediately, the internet went wild and said, Elizabeth Warren is trying to ban disinformation online. How can you possibly determine what is true and what is not true? And I read those tweets, and I thought, man, this is a scary plan for anybody who thinks about the First Amendment. And then I actually went and read her plan, and it's actually not that scary. So her plan is quite different from the way it's been portrayed in the initial news reports and tweets. She basically says, hey, I, Elizabeth Warren, will not use disinformation. I won't use any of those tactics. I won't spread false rumors. I won't retweet false stories. That's a good thing and a good pledge to make because not everybody on either side of the aisle can fully commit to that. Second thing the plan says is the tech companies need to do a lot more. And they should be pushed in various ways and incentivized by the government to do much more on disinformation. And that is true. They should. And then there's the specific parts, just a few specific proposals. But the most important is that she says there should be criminal penalties if you spread disinformation intended to suppress the vote. So now that could get hairy. Like, is something disinformation about suppressing the vote? But it really means if you, I don't know, put something on Facebook that says, the election is on Monday instead of Tuesday, and you pay to have it promoted to your political opponents, that would have criminal penalties under Warren's proposal. So you can argue against that on free speech grounds, but it's a pretty different proposal from the broad sweeping, the government's going to make it so nobody can lie online, which is the way it's portrayed at first. So that's Elizabeth Warren's proposal. It will probably be debated and hashed over. Don't agree with all of it, but you know, one of the things I like about Elizabeth Warren is actually running a campaign on policies, throwing them out there so that we can actually debate them, which is what we're doing right now. And it's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.